pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I found a poem written by Tom Schumann. He wrote this poem in 2007. See what you hear. 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 hours. I am hard at work, chained to my computer, addicted to meetings, drowning in expectations. Then you show up, interrupting my stress, saying, "They need us at the soup kitchen. Let's go." 9 out of 10 minutes, I'm thinking about worries, fears, burdens. Then you grab my hand, pull me down on my knees beside you, saying, "Let's pray for the lost, the last, the least, the little." 9 out of 10 times, I'm patting myself on the back for all I do for you, racking up points on salvation's scoreboard. Then you hand me a bouquet of grace, whispering, "Have you stopped and smelled these lately?" Pompous, swollen-headed, full of myself, I am like 9 out of 10 people. Let this be the one time, and then the next time, and the next, that I turn to you and say thank you. You see, all of us are like those 10 lepers. They're outside the community. They're outside of the village. They can't go in. They're considered unclean, they're dirty, they have oozing skin and nerve damage, and no one will talk to them except for those people that are in that community of lepers. They live separate and apart. And at that point in time, it didn't even really matter that there were Samaritans living with those in Galilee. But Jesus comes up upon them. And he sees these 10 lepers there. And he notices what they look like. Some are dark-skinned, more so than even he is. Some are women who are given no power. Some are foreigners and outcasts. And he heals them all. And 9 of them turn away and walk towards the village to enter into the village again, and one who is even more of an outcast than the rest, come up to him and fall flat at Jesus' feet and say, "Thank you." Gratitude and thankfulness. But you see, the thing about this is, thankfulness is not a prerequisite for being healed. Jesus healed them all. But Jesus talks about the outcast, the foreigner, the Samaritan, who comes back and shows gratitude to Jesus. In the text on verse 16, there's a word that says thanks. That word in Greek is Eucharist. Eucharist, give thanks. We call something the Eucharist when we gather around Holy Communion. But the word is to give thanks, to show gratitude. That one showed gratitude, like Eucharist, to God. Because you see, gratitude helps us for a new relationship, for new healing with Christ. It's a challenge and a change for us, so that we no longer are separated out. So today, I say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the joy of new babies and for the cool, crisp breeze, for the beauty that surrounds us, for the sounds of autumn, for new puppies in my house, for friends that love me no matter what I do or say, for the woman at the grocery store who offered herself up in thanks. For my family, that they're happy and cared for my faith that continues to grow, for Grace United Church of Christ that challenges me and each one of us in this community of which we live. I am so grateful, filled with gratitude that I can walk and talk and be, that I have food to eat and clean clothes, that I can watch football or soccer or listen to the band, find young people, hear them laugh and argue and be children. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. What do you offer gratitude to God for? See, the thing is, I don't just offer gratitude to God for the good things. I also offer gratitude to God that I am challenged at times to not know what to say, but to just be. I'm thankful that 2 out of 3 nights I might get a good night's sleep. But I'm also thankful on those nights that I don't get a good night's sleep, that God is working in me. I'm thankful for the blue sky and the sunshine. But I'm also thankful for the gray and drizzly days. And I know some of you won't agree with me, but I'm also thankful that snow will come and winter will come. And spring will abound. You see, I'm thankful for what surrounds me. The unexpected voice of a distant friend. Music. The comfort of the words of Scripture. Ice cream. Uncontrollable laughter and unashamed tears. Kind words, my spouse, my partner, my children, my pet. All of the things that I am thankful for, that I give God thanks for. But you see, I can't only give God thanks for the easy things in my life. I need to give God thanks to show gratitude, to stand up for unjust words, for unkind things, for words that hurt. If I don't show gratitude and move to change that, I'm not saying thank you. You see, in this world in which we live, there are many people that say many, many cruel things. How we show gratitude to God is how we act when those things happen. So, to practice gratitude, it intentionally changes us. Hear that again. To live gratitude, it intentionally changes us. Was that Samaritan who came back to say thanks, was he any different than the others? His life was changed. They were all healed, but his life was changed drastically. Because he intentionally said thank you. What does it mean for you to live gratitude? For me, it means standing up and living and helping to bring about a world of peace. To me, it means standing up for those who are outcasts. It means for me not agreeing with unkind words. It means for me knowing that God created all of us equally. Doesn't matter what our race is, doesn't matter what our sexual orientation is, doesn't matter what our color is, doesn't matter what our sex is. God created us equally. And for gratitude, it means that I need to live into that gratitude to God and be who God is calling me to be. So my challenge to you this day, practice gratitude. Live into the gratitude that God is calling you into. Because, you know that poem that I started with? It fits us all. Let us live day by day, maybe even minute by minute, by 9 out of 10 times saying thanks to God, so that we all show the gratitude, the thankfulness, the shalom that God is filling us with. Thanks be to God that we are called into community to be grateful and filled with grace. Amen.